find in other places that it seems that there will be other people, so to say, in Mashiach's time. First of all, the Rebbe has a sikha, the Rebbe spoke about this during the Svarim, Shabbos, Parshas, Pinchas, Tashin, and Hay. The Rebbe says, what is going to be the status of Moshe Rabbeinu, of all the Nesim, of all the great leaders of the Jewish people when Mashiach comes? The Rebbe says, you can't say they'll be demoted. Because in matters of Yiddishkeit, there's no such a thing. Someone that's a leader of the Jewish people, it's going to happen when Mashiach comes. He's not going to, his status will be down to, Mashiach will take him over and he won't have any special status. So the Rebbe says, it's 100% certain that all the Nesim, all the leaders of the Jewish people in Mashiach come, they'll also be there. They'll also have a status of a Nasi. And Adram, the Rebbe says, even on a greater level. So what it comes from, particularly the Radak, I think he's the one who says it stronger than all the other Mepharshim in a few places, is that Mashiach will be the king, but just like every king has generals and ministers, whatever it is, so these tzaddikim will also have a role when Mashiach will come. These tzaddikim will have a role as teaching the Jewish people, whatever it is. And the Gemara itself says that when Mashiach will come, certain things will ask Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us how to do certain things in the Beis Hamikdash, avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Elyon Novi will answer the questions. You have the Sanhedrin will return. What's the point of the return of the Sanhedrin? The Sanhedrin will teach the Jewish people Torah. You're not going to need the Sanhedrin, because people are fighting there. The Rebbe says, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, the Rebbe also says, the Sanhedrin will be there to help you to understand Torah better. You have Sukkim and Yechaskel, the Kohenim will teach the Yidden Torah. So in other words, Mashiach is not going to be the only teacher. There will be great tzaddikim that will come and will also teach Yidden Torah. There's definitely a concept that when Mashiach will come, there will be other great tzaddikim that will be teachers, whatever it is. How exactly is that going to fit in with Mashiach? So the only understanding that I have, again from the Derech Efshe, only explanation is that Rebbe spoke about a similar Gemara. The Gemara says that one pasuk says that David HaMelech himself will be Mashiach. Is it going to be Mashiach? Or David HaMelech will come back and be Mashiach? But the Gemara says, will be he going Kesar or Pavi Kesar? Will be like a Kesar, like you had the Caesar, and then you had his deputy, his vice president, the vice president. The Rebbe spoke about this two main times. You have in Tudeh Sichas Chelek Lamedhei in Pashas Tayigah, there's a whole sikh about this. There's a mimer of Abi David, Tav Shimon Beis. This sikh is based on two sources. Abi David, Tav Shimon Beis, not just based on Tav Shimon Beis. Abi David, Tav Shimon Beis, the Rebbe said that David HaMelech will deal more with the Palgi case of the second in command, deals more with the external things of the kingdom. The more inner parts, the more penis the Ginyanim, they'll be dealt with Mashiach. And then the Rebbe says, even deeper, that really it's Rebbe's Mechadish, it's not two people, it's one person. With the Mashiach himself, is two components, a high level and a lower level. Nachash HaPetach Tashem Mechadish, the Rebbe also spoke about it. That Sikha seems to me pretty clear. The Rebbe there is not learning Mamash, that it's the same person. But we definitely see that there's a certain aspect that when Mashiach will come, all the other tzaddik from all the generations will also be, there will also be a teaching Torah. Rebbe himself was that Mashiach will come, each chassid will go with his Rebbe, right? Rebbe said that. So in other words, I guess you must make a differentiation between the dinyanim of Mashiach that are, unique to Mashiach, the revelations of that Mashiach will bring, that even the Avos HaMoshe Rabbeinu will need to learn from Mashiach. Then there's other aspects, more revealed, whatever, maybe lower levels, other things that they will also be learning from Moshe Rabbeinu, from other tzaddikim, and so on and so forth.